Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your program, Heavenly Grief. Today we have our esteemed guest, Sheikh Muhammad from the Islamic Seminaries in the holy city of Qum. Today we're going to talk about the demise of the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, son of Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me and thank God for giving us this opportunity to talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi.
Indeed, a great person, indeed a great honor to talk about him.
Yes.
Dear Sheikh, can you elaborate, can you talk about the livelihood of the Prophet? How did he live? What was his teachings?
Mm-hmm. Well, about the Prophet, talking about him is very difficult at first, since such a person and such a character in history cannot be described or cannot be talked about by people like me. But studying the history and especially narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and also the narrations from the life of Rasulullah, it gives us a good and clear picture about a way that Rasulullah, the Holy Prophet, thought and the way that he wanted to live and to also preach this and to give us this way of life, this lifestyle. Well, the first important thing I reckon for paying attention to in the life of the Holy Prophet is the way he wanted to live, the way he wanted to think. You know, to kind of put it into a term, the lifestyle of the Prophet. I think what he has brought to us, the answer of these questions. You know, thinking about this, I think right now, because of the diverse and very different forms of lives that people have, you know, different types that people tend to live, and different persuasions they have, and different associations they have. It comes from within, like how they think and how they act according to what they think. It is, I think, still up to now the most important and fundamental pillar of the life that people have. What we should do, how should I live, right? So we find different people with different religions in the world, like different ways of thought, different schools of thoughts. It's been constituted because of the fact that it's very complicated to live. We have different needs. We have various things to serve. So paying attention to that gives us an array of plans or ways to live. Since at first, you know, paying attention to the way that we are born. In Quran, God declares that أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونَ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْءٍ. It's very clear for us that when we were born, we didn't know anything about anything.
So
right?
This verse says that when we were born and we were given birth to from the wombs of our mothers,
yes,
we had no knowledge. We
yes
knew nothing.
And it is something very clear for us thinking about that. So we find ourselves not knowing anything. So we grow up, right? After that, one of the most important questions that comes to our minds and pops up is the fact that, okay, what do I do now? How do I live? And this question applies to every aspect of our lives. What do I eat? What do I wear? How do I act and behave towards my parents, towards my friends, towards the social areas and places and people there? What do I do? How do I buy? How do I get married? Right? How do I choose? How do I decide? These are the questions that come to the minds of wise people. And the answer of this question just opens a path for them to see the future and to understand how they should live, right? I think one of the most important teachings and the things that the Holy Prophet, as the last prophet and as the highest ranking prophet of God, has brought us is this lifestyle, right? Because thinking about this, we are too much uneducated and we don't have the knowledge. We are too much ignorant to know everything about the world and everything about ourselves. Even when thinking about ourselves, you know, take a look at yourself. How much of your body are you aware of? Mm. How much of that do you know? What happens there, the processes, you know, in your mind? How has it been created and how does it produce things? We don't know that, right?
Exactly.
Especially about the outer world, other people, other things, other phenomena. So this gives us the idea that since I don't know, God must have put a person or a source for us to go to consult and to understand how to live.
To teach us.
Yes.
To like in telling us how to live. We are ignorant. So you're saying that we are people as we are ignorant. We need guides, we need messengers, we need prophets to show us how to reach the utmost and perfect image of ourselves.
Yes.
So that was a part of the mission of the prophet.
Absolutely. Continue. Yes. It was the part which just preaching and getting the message to people. I think there are two ways of living. You know, when you're thinking about, thinking and studying about the ideologies, different and diverse ideologies and doctrines that exist in the world and people live by, you understand that they all are, they all just come into these two ways. Either you worship yourself and you give respect, the utmost respect to yourself and revere yourself, or either, or you respect and worship God, right? In these two ways. So many ideologies, studying about that and learning about them, either they are human and self-centered, which we call that, revering yourself, worshiping yourself. What I enjoy, what I love most, what I like, what is good for me. You know, so either this or no. I always prefer the satisfaction and the contentment of and the will of God over myself.
We will continue at this point. We will take a break and then we will meet you again with our dear guest, Sheikh Muhammad, in your program, Heavenly Griefs. Welcome back. We will continue where we left with our dear guest, Sheikh Muhammad.
Thank you very much. Well, previously we were talking about the different ideologies in the world and different lifestyles that we find in the world. And we talked about the fact that all of them are in one way just concluded in two different ways of living. Either we love ourselves the most and we are self-centered, or we revere somebody else, a higher cause and a higher call. We answer to a higher call. So the first one is the one that had been very rampant and spread, you know, among the world. The first one, you know, especially about the life of the Holy Prophet, studying the history before he was born in the time that they call it Jahiliyyatun,
the age of ignorance.
Yes, the age of ignorance for the Arabs.
Why did they call it the age of ignorance? Many people ask, why did they call it the age of ignorance?
Because when you study the ways that they thought and the ways that they acted, you understand that they were very much under even the lowest standards of humanity could be, that could be found in that area, let alone the standards of humanity that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have taught us. Well, for example, in that age of ignorance, you could find many people, many Arabic people, killing their own daughters, right? What is the meaning of that? When talking to them, in history it is narrated that they said daughters are not good. They didn't like daughters. And they are like a curse for us. They thought like this.
So they believed that if they had a daughter, it would be a curse for them.
Yes. So because of that, the father himself would bury the daughter under the ground while she was alive.
He would bury his own daughter.
Bury his own daughter. You know, think about this. How is it possible for a father to do such a thing? This actually tells us the level of understanding, the level of thoughts that they had.
The level of ignorance.
The level of ignorance.
Now it makes sense why they said the age of ignorance.
So, for instance, according to this, this is one of the matters that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, addressed and talked to them and said, the girls are born, when they are born, the sky just is over them and the earth is under them and their livelihood is on the hands of God. Why do you kill them? You don't think...
What did he mean with the skies is over them, the soil is under them, the earth is under them?
He meant to answer one of the reasons to answer one. Actually, after one of the reasons that they said, they were some of them were afraid to for the child, for the girl to support the child, to give them livelihood.
They were afraid of poverty.
Afraid of poverty, actually, and also afraid of that made-up curse that they had in mind. Minds. So the Holy Prophet said, why do you do this? God has completely guaranteed the livelihood of all of his servants, especially women. And also thinking about this, I am born because of my father and my mother, you know, both my mother has been just given birth to me. If my mother did not exist, then I would have not existed, right?
Exactly.
So this is one example that tells us the level of ignorance and the level of corruptedness that was happening in that society. So out of this society, the Holy Prophet rose to give us the highest and the most elevated teachings that God has ever sent to humanity. Think about that area and think about the job and the mission of the Prophet. How difficult is it? It's absolutely difficult, right? So what the Prophet brought to us is very important according to this fact, according to the fact that in that area, doing such deed proves to be very difficult, to be astonishing, hard. So what the Prophet did was just first to tell the people that the way of living is not just being self-centered, because all of them just paid attention to themselves. Okay, what do I like to do? What is the best for me? What is most pleasurable for me, right? And because of this, they did whatever they wanted. They succumbed to their desires and to the heart wills that they had. So the Prophet came and introduced the notion of servitude, to be servant of God. Introduced this to the world. Well, the first audiences of the Prophet were the Arabic people there in the age of ignorance. After that, the Prophet came, the ignorance was perished. This introduction is very important. Before that, you know, not only in Arabic countries, but all of the world, because there was a considerable amount of time between the prophethood of Jesus and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? So this age of ignorance was, in one meaning, just shadowing over all of the world. In some of them more, some of them less.
We have less than a minute left.
Right. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, came. And first, I would like to put emphasis on this fact that the Prophet introduced to us a new way of living, something that the older prophets have talked about, and also they prepared for the last prophet to come and talked about the last and most important thing, the result, the fruit of the endeavors of the prophets that lived before. Yes.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Muhammad.
You're welcome.
We will continue to talk about this new living, this new method of living and tradition of the Prophet, which the Prophet have brought, as Sheikh Muhammad concluded his speech with. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.